Yeah, Brandon, you know, it's the time in the season when you're a little bit beat up, and the games start to wear on you, and you just have to keep fighting through it, and that's where he's at right now. He's I think he'll be fine for the game. We'll see, but he did a good job today. The offensive line has grown as a group. They're being helped by the fact that our receivers are getting open quick, and our quarterback knows what to do, and we have a good running back. We feel good about the way the line's playing, and there's constant improvement to be made all the time. But we feel good about them. Yeah, anytime you can play the same five guys for this amount of time, it's going to help, especially when they're rookies and they're trying to get used to playing with each other and just playing in general. So the five guys playing together all year really has been a benefit to us. There's no comparison to what he was doing in college, just because he just didn't know at that point. He only played four or five games total. He had to beg his way into the starting lineup. When a guy got hurt, they laughed at him at first because he was so raw. And then he did it on the scout team, and then they gave him a shot. And so he had no technique of O-line, and really he didn't have an opportunity to learn it. So he's grown a ton through the year. And he's still getting better. He's still learning, but it's coming together for him. He's smart. He works at it extremely hard. He's here every day at 6:30. We start meetings at 7:30, and he's here in the meeting room studying and trying to understand what's going on. And he's been doing it all year. And so his work ethic, his intelligence, and his toughness and athleticism have all come together. And he's been growing throughout the year. Well, we hope Jay continues to play well as he did throughout the second half of the game last week. As he said, he felt a little rusty, but you know, he really looked comfortable this week in practice. These 2 days of like he knocked the rust off, and you know you're hoping you're not going to be rusty, and really he wasn't rusty. A couple things happened in a game, and those. And he really finished strong in the game. So we feel like he's going to be good in this game. The guy's resilient. You have to understand that. And you have to, if you're watching that game, there's a lot of guys that would fold in the situation he was in. Going into the game in general, if he's listening to any of the noise outside the building, there was none of that in the building, but outside. And then go into the game and have an interception and be able to fight back from that. Just shows you his mental fortitude and his toughness that he can fight back and play. Yeah, you know, Jay was playing good football before he got hurt, so he missed some time, and Josh came in and played well, and then Jay came in and finished the game well. So I think we're just moving forward as an offense and continue to stay on a steady pace of what can we improve this week to be better for next, and that's where we are. Philly has a dynamic front seven because they play this 3-4 defense, but they move a lot. Most teams just sit in their gaps and stuff the run that way. This Philadelphia defense is very athletic, and even though they're in this 3-4 defense, they're moving, they're stunting, they're blitzing, they're pressuring. It looks on tape like their whole goal is just get the ball back for the offense. They're going to try to force turnovers. They're going to do everything to confuse you. And so everybody has to follow their rules closely in the game and stick with their technique to have success. Well, Minnesota took advantage of situations throwing the ball and running the ball. They stuck to what they believe in, and even with the backup running back, they were able to create some holes in the running game as the game went on. But every game you watch with Philadelphia, there's tackles for loss because of their front and because of the way they play defense. And there's turnovers, and that's the one thing we have to avoid in this game is turnovers. We have to do a good job with ball security like every game. But when you play a team that emphasizes their goal is to get the ball back for the offense, you have to make sure you're really on top of your game.